what I seen last night. You know I had the KRS VIP pass, right? I mean, you know what I mean. But behind all the screams, it was a girl that I seen that had me forced to latch eyes.
Right then I began to fantasize in big ways, possible outcome that could come true. But I was like, yeah, yeah, fantasize all you want. Shy ass homie alone, I will forever be.
And you will never see what it's like to sit with her, get with her, too nervous to even follow her on Twitter. Resistant to take a step, shook my head and scratched my neck, thinking of a dialect of words that make me a winner. I feel like a beginner all over again, as if I need to find love all over again, as if I'm gonna find the answers in these clovers again. Why aren't I walking? Gotta talk to make him more than a friend. I really like the way you move to the record spinning.
I'm gonna make a move so that I can try to get in.
So I'ma sit here and find a word that's gonna have me winning.
Cause you're way more beautiful than all the other women.
She seemed real down to be the type to be with me, so I wanted to step up to the plate and be like, hey, how you doing all nonchalant? I was afraid of our audience and non-applause.
So I paused in my tracks, a second of contemplation, reloading the gun and my weapon of conversation. No question I want relations, by beauty I'm blinded, cause since I seen her face, she's been stuck on my mind. And
I snapped back to reality and vibe with KRS. She was bobbing too, nothing more attractive than a girl with good ears nonetheless. Crowd was all hyped and sweaty, and as for me, I was extra sweaty. Really thought about coming up to her and get acquainted. On the second thought, I wasn't feeling like getting faded, so I walked the other direction. Thought of her complexion made me think of non fiction. I can't get with it, I admit. Hey, seems like we have a couple things in common.
And you can get involved some of the things that I'm in.
You inhabit all the things that I've been wanting.
I'm sorry, did you speak? Cause your eyes I'm lost in.
Laughed to the thought that I was gonna make a move, but it came to surprise that she added me on my MySpace. Deborah was her name, how did she recognize my face?
When I logged onto my page, to be honest, I've forgotten the situation, considering that it had been 5 days. Confused for a second and baffled by the coincidence, shackled by the incident, my mind started shifting in.
Got me wondering what would have happened if I did step up. Would she be here with me right now? Pushing and hugging, doing that puppy love. Wondering at this moment is just not enough.
So I gathered my composure, attempted to click approve, fathomed by the closure from what I've yet to pursue. But before I clicked ahead, I read a comment that said,
I dig the tracks, I heard about you from my boyfriend.
Aw, damn. So why'd you have to add me and tease me?
It's already harder, this isn't making it easy.
If you heard the whole story, you probably wouldn't believe me.
And Deborah, you are now the definition of beast.
Wow.
No, I'm kidding.
Super, super sushi.
We just chilling with the sweet
Rufio.
Aww, yeah.
Rufio on the beat.
Yeah, we chilling. We the sweet. We the sweet.